When you do laundry, take a look at the tags on your clothes. You'll find that most shirts and pants have some synthetic material, like polyester, nylon, or spandex. Every time you wash them, tiny plastic fibers go down the drain. Melissa Duhame is a researcher at the University of Michigan. Her team found that most fibers were captured by wastewater treatment plants.
But still, if you consider how much water passes through a plant a day, that still means that roughly 15 billion plastic particles could be released per day from a single plant and sent directly into the Great Lakes watershed.
Her research showed that the majority of microplastics released by treatment plants into Great Lakes tributaries are fibers. By comparison, the microbeads in your face scrub are just a blip on the radar. And Duhame says microfibers are more harmful to fish.
The beads could possibly more easily pass through the digestive system and not hang around inside the fish for as long as a fiber that can get enmeshed in the tissue.
The problem might get worse. According to the American Apparel and Footwear Association, synthetics are becoming more popular, especially with the rise of athleisure, a trend towards workout clothes you can wear every day. But clothing makers are looking for solutions. Jill Dumain works on this issue at Patagonia, which uses synthetics in fleece and other clothing. She says the plastics in a jacket can make it wind-resistant or waterproof. It's not so easy to replace a synthetic material with a natural one.
And if we took a polyester shell, for example, or a nylon shell, what could we replace that with, and what would it be? Maybe a wax cotton that wouldn't at all be the same performance as that product, so it would be a really different product.
Beth Jensen works for the Outdoor Industry Association, a collaborative of clothing brands like Patagonia and The North Face. She says natural materials are also more expensive and come with their own problems.
Whether it's animal welfare in the supply chain of down and wool and leather, land use concerns, water use concerns. For example, cotton is a huge user of water.
Some clothing manufacturers are working with other industries to help fix the microfiber problem. But Jensen says potential solutions might lie in other areas.
Is there something that can be done with washing machines, for example, putting a filter on a washing machine that can help address this problem? Is it something where wastewater treatment plants have a role to play in the broader, more industrial processing of water?
Or is there a way to make clothing so that it sheds fewer fibers? Jensen says clothing companies don't want to make any major changes until scientists have more data on microfibers. That worries Sherry Mason of the State University of New York at Fredonia. In addition to studying beads and fibers, she researches other microplastics, like the ones from plastic bags and cigarette filters. Mason says by the time all that data is in, the world's water could be overloaded with microfibers.
If there's evidence to indicate that there might be an issue, you don't wait for everything. You don't wait for all of the answers.
For Great Lakes Today, I'm Rebecca Thiel.